Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nancy Gibson, and she is the Cass County Public Health Supervisor. Good morning to you, Nancy.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for asking me to be a part of your show today.
You bet. And you have a really important assignment to carry out that lots of people need to get involved with. And the assignment is called the County Health Risk Assessment. Wow, that's a mouthful. What does that mean? What does the County Health Risk Assessment mean?
That is a mouthful, and that's a lot of words. What that means is that as a county, we are required by law from the Iowa State Legislature to complete a community health needs assessment. This isn't an Atlantic assessment. It is an assessment where we ask partners from all across the county to join us and talk about the issues that they see in our county that affect the health of our residents.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of times these concerns are over coffee discussions, in group discussions. Now it's time to bring that together because it does have an effect on what happens in public health over the next 5 years.
It absolutely does. The legislature requires us to do this assessment every 5 years. And so it's a chance for us to come together as a group. And I am very guilty of I get in my little group of people, and I don't always stretch myself out the way that I should. And so this helps me be aware of the things that are happening in our Wyotas, in Griswold, in Lewis, mm-hmm. Cumberland, Messina, Atlantic, Anita. I know community is exempt from this process.
Right. And everybody in the county has certain health needs. They vary so much from age to stage in life and what's happening in our lives, but everybody has health needs in some way. Now, Nancy, when we talk about health, That's a really kind of big umbrella. But one of the things that's helpful when you come together, because we're going to talk about coming together at meetings here just in a little bit, but I want to have you pinpoint the six areas that really are kind of direction for health concerns.
Absolutely. The six areas that the state has asked us to look for is to promote healthy living, to prevent injuries and violence, protect against environmental hazards, and our weather recently would make us maybe be a little more aware of that one, prevent epidemics and the spread of disease, and then prepare for, respond to, and recover from public health emergencies, and then finally, to strengthen our health infrastructure in Cass County.
And it takes a little bit of thinking about what might be involved in all of those, but all of them affect us in some way. And as you get in a group discussion, I think that all becomes, your mind just starts kind of going, oh, yes, that's how I'm affected. So let's talk, we'll come back to the kind of how we're going to do that. But you do have some meetings come up. We got to have people together to discuss. So when are these meetings being planned?
Our next meeting is September 22nd. That would be Tuesday of this week or tomorrow. And our meetings are being held at the Evangelical Free Church in the Fellowship Hall because it was the room I could find that had the most space in it that was available.
And also easy parking.
Parking is easy. It's all on one level. There's no stairs. We encourage all age groups to come, whether you're a 20-something or a 90-something. We need all age groups available to be a part of this process because each age group has the things that are specific to them.
Okay. So there are a series of meetings because getting all these thoughts together takes more than 1 2-hour session. So you mentioned the one coming up tomorrow is really, really important for people to come to share their ideas, September 22nd. And the time for that?
That meeting will be from 11 to 1, and lunch will be provided for the participants.
Okay.
Our next meetings then will be, we'll have two in October, one on October 6th, and my goal is to have it wrapped up on October 20th and for us to be finished with this process for the public part. That'll mean my part will start then.
Okay. And there is another date, November 4th, but we're sort of thinking that everybody gets together, everybody has their discussion, makes decisions, and by October 20th, this will all be ready for Nancy and her crew to work on. So let's kind of go through the process. Okay, so people come in the door. What's the next step?
The next step when people get there will be to divide into groups about those six areas that I mentioned earlier. And in those groups, really focus on that topic and come up with maybe your top three priorities in that area. And then we'll come back together toward the end of the meeting from our groups and we'll report out. And then on our first meeting in October, then we will have all those priorities listed. And everyone that's at that meeting will have a voice and get to vote for what their top three priorities are.
I think that's a chance to kind of see you've been working in a more defined area, subject matter, and now you get to see everybody's thoughts and ideas and discuss a little more. When we get into these groups, let's just say prevent injuries and violence. Let's say that's the group we're interested in. And so we're talking to other people. How do we know kind of what the situation is?
I have my public health staff working on collecting data from injuries, when they're happening, the deaths that are happening from injuries. My staff has worked to pull together data and information to help each group with their priorities and to know what, oh, yeah, we probably need to look at that.
So we pick an area we're interested in, but we may be surprised about, hey, maybe Cass County is doing really, really well. But on the other hand, some of that data may say, we're kind of bottom in the state. Well, I'm not sure we're bottom, but we could be doing a lot better according to the state average. Maybe we want to do even better than that.
Oh, that would be great. One of the things that I want to remind your listeners about is we do have an active public health department. And we are located in the Unity Point at Home building at 1408 East 10th Street. And we welcome residents to call us and to talk about issues and concerns that they have. We are a small but powerful and mighty, I want to know about how powerful, but we do have the ability and we do meet lots of needs in our community.
I think sometimes, Nancy, we just take so much of what public health is. Do we just take that for granted because public health has been around for a long time? But sometimes we don't really know all of the things that you are responsible for. So I'm thinking, Nancy, one of the things that we think of with public health is flu clinics. Is that something you're involved with?
That is. We are beginning the process. Linda Edelman, my public health nurse, is the coordinator for our flu clinics, and she has been working on forms and working on calendars and getting the public information out so that we can let you guys know when our public flu clinics are going to be.
Okay. So that's just one of the things, and I'm thinking that's one thing that maybe more people know about, and there's so many things you do that the rest of us don't know about. So this is a great opportunity to get informed about public health, as well as, and very importantly, to put your information in, your concerns in. That's what we want to hear, right, Nancy, is we want to hear the public's concern.
This is a great forum for every person to have a voice at the table. Okay. And for everyone's to be heard.
Okay. And every individual, and if you represent a group, so much better, but come and be heard and be a part of this discussion. So again, let's just mention the one that's coming right up tomorrow, when and where.
Our next meeting is tomorrow, Tuesday the 22nd, from 11 to 1 at the Evangelical Free Church in the Fellowship Hall at 22nd and Chestnut Street.
And lunch is provided and easy parking.
Absolutely. Thanks, LaVon.
And thank you very much, Nancy Gibson, who is the Cass County Public Health Supervisor, responsible for setting up all of this assessment plan and along with her staff, making sure that we get this job done. So just be sure to participate. Until next time, here's the thought. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. Use them.